From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 3rd at 8:55, and we have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We're starting this Wednesday morning on a downtick here in Chicago. First, looking at the Chicago corn futures, December corn is down 5 cents at 4.33. March corn down 5.5 cents at 4.44.5. July corn down 4.5 cents at 4.58. And new crop December 26 corn futures down 3.75 cents at 4.65.5. Looking at the Chicago soybean market, January soybeans are down 6 cents at 11.18.75. March soybeans down 6 cents at 11.29. July soybeans down 6.5 cents at 11.46.75. And new crop November 26 bean futures down 6.5 cents at 11.16.5. Finally, looking at the Chicago wheat market, March wheat futures are down 2.5 cents at 5.38.5. May wheat futures down 2.75 cents at 5.44.25. And new crop July 26 wheat futures down 2.75 cents at 5.53.25. As we turn to the new month of December, the market is focused on end user demand here as we approach the end of the year, making sure end users have good coverage through the holidays. With the stagnation in the Chicago futures, basis has had to do the work in East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana, as we've seen an increase in the rolls to the March futures month and their bids, taking 5 to 10 cents appreciation here week over week around the Thanksgiving holiday. Basis will continue to remain firm as we progress and through the midst of challenges of an unattractive cash price for the farmer, as well as wintry conditions that have slowed grain movement in general. Farmers would be wise to take advantage of the appreciating basis here around the holidays, because as we turn the year, January tends to bring seasonal movement and you would see potential basis pressure. Next week, the government releases their monthly supply and demand report on the 10th of December, a week from today, and the market will be focused on any South American production estimate changes. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.